I'm listening to Janice Forsyth right now on BBC Radio Scotland with you until 4 o'clock. You don't want to be throwing a strop or doing anything particularly hideous in a library, do you? Libraries, wonderful places, part of the cultural bedrock of the country, whether you use them to do research, pop along to borrow a book. But here is the thing. Many of them are now offering an important new service, bibliotherapy. What is it? Well, it uses books, reading and writing to help people who are facing difficult personal challenges to cope with and address those issues. In Midlothian, which won the 2014 UK Library of the Year Award, folk have been taking part in weekly sessions known as a bra blether. Our reporter, Bob Dixon, he's fond of a blether. He's been finding out all about it, how people are talking about books, but also turning out some powerful writing as well.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for coming here today for another bra blether session. I'd like to start off with
It's Tuesday afternoon in the public library in Pennycook, and the bibliotherapist, Alyssa Lee, is getting another bra blether underway.
This poem is dangerous. It should not be left within the reach of children or even of adults who might swallow it.
Bibliotherapy means lots of different things to different people. The way I use it is by using imaginative literature, fiction, poetry, prose, to draw out people's experiences, their thoughts, emotions and feelings, and to engage people in a group discussion.
Any of the poems that we've had in this group that we've particularly enjoyed? I can think of a couple. Does everyone remember From a Railway Carriage?
Faster than fairies, faster than witches. Ridges and houses, hedges and ditches. I can't remember absolutely the next bit, I'm afraid.
Often when people first come along to the group, if they've had significant mental health difficulties, they're quite nervous, they lack in confidence and self-esteem. So some of the things I do are as simple as asking them, what do you like to read? What books are of interest to you? Often I'll read a poem out and I'll say to people, this isn't an English lesson, there's no right or wrong here. I'm looking for your thoughts. Did the poem move you in any way? Did it remind you of something? When they feel free to give an opinion, all of a sudden they sort of blossom and their confidence grows.
How important is that aspect, that they're having a blether about books?
It's really important. The book or the story is just a starting off point for the conversation. What I'm really interested is how the people in the group interact, coming along and feeling that their opinions are valued and that they have something to say.
One of the things that I asked you all to do when you first came in today was to choose a book from our selection. So does anyone want to start off by telling us the book that they chose and why they chose it?
I chose Northern Lights, Philip Pullman, largely through this.
My name's Alistair. I've been coming to bibliotherapy for a good few months now. I'm recovering from mental ill health. What I like about bibliotherapy is it's a very welcoming environment to speak at. When I was at work, latterly I was put into a job which I wasn't trained for, and I had to go along to meetings where I didn't really know what to say, which was very unpleasant. But the bibliotherapy, you're able to express yourself, able to share experiences with a group in a setting that's very stimulating. Bibliotherapy has really been a very enriching, confidence-building experience. It's the highlight of the week.
Books are a fantastic resource. Characters in stories, often people can identify with them, so they feel less alone when they see that someone else has gone through a problem in a story. But they can identify with them in a way that gets them out of their own experience.
I'm John Hardman. I'm a GP at Dalhousie Medical Practice in Bonnyrigg in Midlothian, and I also have a role in management of mental health problems and developing services in Midlothian as well. Bibliotherapy can be particularly useful because it helps people develop their own narrative stories in a really powerful way that helps them communicate better. When you get people in a room around a book, there's a wonderfully low-tech, tangible and an accessible form of helping people to start having the confidence to discuss with other people what's going on in their own lives. There's no health at all without mental health, and allowing any individual to access therapies like bibliotherapy that are not intimidating, that are easily accessible, is one of the most important things we can offer.
I'm Louise Paul, occupational therapist based at Midlothian Community Hospital. The benefit of bibliotherapy is It gives people an opportunity to develop a purpose again in day-to-day living and begin to find your voice and realise that you've got a lot to contribute. And it's the creative aspect, and you get laughter, you see people managing to have engaging conversations, and it's purely through the power of the books that brings this about. So that's our toolkit.